The sense that the U.S. may no longer be the lender-slash-buyer of last resort is indeed taking hold in Europe, but the world's Jerry Hatton reports that the dollar still seems to be holding its own.
Since World War II, the dollar has been the preferred mattress under which the world has stuffed its money. In times of crisis, investors take shelter in bonds issued by the world's largest economy. But the partisan squabbling in Washington has made many Europeans feel nervous. Christine Lagarde is president of the International Monetary Fund. She told CNN this week that the dollar's reputation has been tarnished.
There was a positive bias towards the United States of America, towards treasury bills. That was the case historically. And the current crisis is probably chipping into that very positive bias. I mean, it was unheard of only 6 months ago to imagine that the United States could be under negative watch by the rating agencies.
Now the ratings agencies could downgrade U.S. Treasuries from their top-notch AAA status. Economics reporter Richard Adams of the British newspaper The Guardian says the ratings agencies have reasons to be wary.
I mean, my guess is that the structure of the cuts that are being talked about in America in no way compare to the sort of austerity measures that you've seen in places like the UK. For a start, the deal that was done last night, in the first year, the cuts are relatively minor, and they've pushed the cuts further and further into the future. It's over a 10-year horizon.
So the debt deal may not appease the ratings agencies, and that seems only reasonable to many Europeans. After all, those same agencies have downgraded Ireland, Greece, and Portugal to junk status, and their austerity packages have been more drastic than what the U.S. is proposing. Protests against spending cuts and price hikes in Greece have become a nearly daily occurrence. They've spawned a grassroots movement called We Won't Pay. In this case, Greek citizens refused to pay for bus tickets after yet another price hike. The police came. The protesters began to chant angrily. Some went to jail rather than pay. Europe and the IMF have just approved a second rescue package for Greece, but most investors expect Athens to eventually default on its debt. The euro's weakness is one reason the U.S. dollar may hang on to its privileged status. There are still some stable currencies, but The Guardian's Richard Adams says not one of them can replace the greenback.
I mean, there's a limited number of Swiss francs that anybody can buy.
The bottom line, traders still consider the dollar to be a pretty safe bet. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.